This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you part of the party, part of the process, part of the fix, if you would. And I mean that sincerely. You know, you get to some of these shows, you're yelling at the radio, you're really not engaged, you're really not involved, and what does that really do for you? What does that really fix? Right? You need to get informed. You need to get engaged. Want to call me and tell me I'm a fool? 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. Actually, the easiest way, it's 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE. That's really how simple it is. So, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also buy a coffee mug, because, you know, everything tastes better than a TRS coffee mug. I'm telling you, if it doesn't, there's something wrong with your taste buds. I keep telling you that, but it's true. And let me see, what do we have? We have cups up there. We have all kinds of fun stuff you can have. Let's get to it, though. I mean, I love self-promotion. You guys know that they've clamped down on us really tough on conservatives on Facebook and other places. They've put a little crimp in our ability to raise revenue. So if you want to donate to the show, there's a donate button on the website. Head over there. Tomorrow, skip your cup of coffee and give me the $5. Skip one meal a month, give me the $20. You should be doing that for anybody. Anybody that you want to see make it, anybody you want to support in this business, that's the best way to do it. It does two things for us. When we see people giving, give me a large amount of money, that's great too. But when we see people doing that kind of thing, we know that we truly have committed fans. We know we have people that are willing to get behind us, whether it's in prayer or with money or what have you, that you're getting behind us and helping us out. That's a big deal. Speaking of money, how about an evening with the Clintons? Anybody want to? I'm seriously, it's not going to be... Won't cost you a whole bunch of money. Some ticket prices have gotten down. You ready for this one? Come on, anybody guess? How much do you get a ticket for the Clintons? Somebody already nailed it. $2. Right, $2. These were tickets at one point in time. They were $7,500. And this was doesn't this sound like an evening with Liberace, right? An evening with the Clintons. The final day of their speaking tour is, now, what did we do? We did this story last year.
Yeah, you did.
Right? It was great. So we did this story last year, and we were going, I was thinking, who's going to pay that kind of money for ticket price? It's like $7,000 or $7,500. Who's going to pay that kind of money? And they went with it, and their first stop was miserable. They had the ticket prices plummeted to $3,000. So now, almost a year later, I mean, if you think about this, $2 cost them more than that to print the ticket. And if you look at StubHub, the tickets can be got for $15 in some areas. Now, earlier I was talking about what I'd love to do. If I had the money, I would buy like 100 Trump blow-up dolls. Okay? And I would stick them all through the place. Just totally unnerve them when they walk out there. Really. I mean, even though you know they're fake, they're still unnerving. I mean, she really got the derangement stuff going on. Anything that has to do with Trump. A sign, his name, the word. What's that card game where one card trumps another? I bet you she can't play that card game anymore either. You don't know? Glance for tickets available on sale at Ticketmaster online show that they began at $45. Their highest ticket price was $250. Wow, that's sad. What does that do to the psyche? Although, she's not too swift these days, so it probably doesn't bother her at all. She'd probably just say, hey, look, yeah, we sold out. Even though we sold it for $2 a piece, we still sold out. Perhaps realizing they're on a rocky road, the two Clintons first took the tour of Canada as a soft opening before their American dates. The fine folks in Toronto were less than impressed, and ticket sales showed a lack of interest. I mean, all over the place. They're not who they believe themselves to be. Right? The tour dates were scheduled in Clinton-friendly cities, yet the struggle to put warm bodies in the seats was real. It was tough. Just last month in New York City, one of the tour stops brought Haitian protesters. Did they really think that was not going to be? I mean, seriously, they really didn't think this was going to happen? These people picketed the Clinton Foundation for years. Right? A man in the front row seat yelling at during one of those moments of silence, right? He yells out, hey, Bill, this is boring.
Oh, no.
Oh, that night at the Beacon Theater, the moderator was Clinton loyalist and political consultant Paul Begala. Now, Friday night stayed at the Seattle WAMU Theater, brought out the true blue Clinton supporters. The stop in Seattle, Liberal Haven, great, great, great Northwest, included actor Bradley Whitford as the moderator. Anybody, does the name ring a bell, anybody? Well, Whitford played the role of the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Josh Lyman, in the West Wing. So he's very familiar with what goes on there. He plays the role of political activist in real life. He's co-hosting a fundraiser in Los Angeles for Mayor Pete's presidential campaign. The ticket prices for Clinton's were deeply discounted in Seattle. They couldn't have anybody there. Their day has come and gone. They need to relax with the grandkids, unless the grandkids don't want them around. And I can see that. They should just fill the room. Right? To make yourself feel better, just fill the room. You may have to pay people to show up. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time. Bridget Melson is going to join me on the other side of the break. She has done exactly what I've been telling you people to do for years. She'll be back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. take Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban.
Can we still, can you still say chicky? I thought that was like not a. What's that? I did several times, but I didn't know if it was still appropriate. Like, I care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, involved, engaged, on the air, and just being vocal. Please be vocal. Please make something happen. You know, I've been screaming for years at some of you to get involved and get engaged. Now, some of you don't want to run for office. You don't want to get involved in the political mess. But what you do is go down to your school board meetings. Go down to your city hall meetings. Find that passion. Maybe it's education. Maybe it's how the city runs. Maybe it's how your water board operates. I don't know what's in your area. But you start off by going to the meetings. Find out what they're going to be voting on. Because I'll tell you what, they hate it when you show up, like I'm on a school board, when the parents show up and they're mad about something, not happy place to be. So you can make a difference. Now, if you got the guts, then you run for school board. You run for city council. You run for water board. Because you can make a difference there, too. If you know what's going on and you're willing to fight, you truly can make a difference. And I love it when people step up and do this kind of thing. And we haven't had her on in a long time. Bridget Melson joins me, and she hasn't been here for a bit. She's actually Dr. Bridget Melson. She's known as Dr. B, and she's been a psychologist, speaker, author, and so much more. And now she's going to add city councilwoman to her list of accomplishments in her life. Thanks for being with me, Dr. B.
Oh, thanks for having me. And so excited. It's so true what you said about getting involved. I think absolutely if you're conservative, if you're a Christian, if you've got integrity and respect, those are the people we need to run. And I was looking at school board, and then the city council opportunity came up, and I leapt for it. So I'm so excited to be in a new chapter in my life.
And now the work begins. You know, first of all, I don't know. Give me an idea of the demographics of your city and how many voters and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I'm in Bartonville, which is northern DFW in Texas. Of course, you know, lived in California for 46 years and had to get out, worked my butt off politically there. And so now we're in a small town, rural community, very different from California, but the surrounding cities are encroaching on in. The development is coming, therefore the progressives are coming, and they are really strong conservatively here, and they want to keep it that way. So when they saw me and heard me speak, they were like, Dr. B, we need you. And I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I've been praying about getting involved politically, but, you know, I am mom and wife first, and I want to make sure I stay true to that. But I just could not. I was praying about it, and God just flung open the doors, and onward I went. Ended up winning by 70%, supermajority.
Wow. That's and really cool.
You can't deny it. And no. And so here I go.
Well, you know, I'm glad you did it. I wanted to bring you on when I saw that, because so many other people sit back and they wait. And look at 70%. That's just phenomenal. I didn't win by 70%. I won by 12%. But I am in a... Well, for California, that's fantastic, right?
That's fantastic, yeah. Yes.
But you don't look. You do this. You fight for this. You do what you need to do because you know it's the right thing to do. And it's a lot of work, isn't it? A lot more work than I think some people think.
It really is. I think everyone should campaign for something. You know, it's literally back right for high school. You know, remember in your high school running for office and you got your signs. Well, you have to do the same thing, except you have to raise money and then you have to speak at a candidate forum, which I was scared out of my mind, but felt confident. And the people said that's what won them over was my heart. My heart, they get it, the passion for the people. And that's it. I listened to them. They're the citizens, they're the voice, and they're just dying for somebody to be in office that will listen to them. And,
you know, if God's really put it on your heart, right, and you just what you just said, you speak from the heart and people see that. They connect with that. They don't connect with the speech reader. They don't connect with the party line spewer, right? I mean, they want to see that you really are willing to work and make a difference.
Yeah, yes. And my opponent who ran against me, I know him. He's a good guy. He's on planning and zoning, so I'm glad that he'll still have a position and I will be working with him. But the feedback I got was he was all numbers and statistics, which he's very good at. I was actually a little jealous, but my husband kept, you know, mouthing the words in the audience, speak from your heart, speak from your heart. You know, and I did the research. I mean, you have to, as you know, you still have to do the research and know your statistics and know your town, which I did, but then I just added the heart part and the God part and the family and the community and keeping it, you know, grassroots and all of that. And that's what people are like, oh, we just fell in love with that. And I'm like, awesome. So people out there, get involved and speak from the heart.
How's the rest of the council? How many council members are there?
We have, I should know this right off the heart, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have to go through it all. A seat evacuated center. I believe it's 6, counting okay. the mayor. It's a fairly small town. And I just wanted to start there and hope I'm sure. hoping to move on to state senate mm-hmm. for Texas.
Hey,
so we'll see.
You got to start somewhere. I never, when I saw what was happening in education and I saw what was going on, and I felt the pull, and I don't mean the self-centered mental pull to go do it. I felt like I was being pulled by God to do this, and
yeah.
there's so many things that need to be done, and the kids need to, you know. All kids need to be free. You know, you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. And I thought it was funny because when I got on the school board, they were so worried that I was only going to cater to Christian kids. I was only going to bring I was going to bring prayer back to school. And I go, you know, guys, if you really knew what true Christianity was about, it's to love all children. Jesus didn't say only bring these children. He said bring all the children to me. So we fight for all the children. You're going to fight for all the people, all the families, and the safety of all the kids in your area, right?
Absolutely. You know, to me, and that's the thing, people, when I was on the trail, you know, get out the vote trail and going neighborhood and house to house, because we've got our, you know, mobile home park area. God bless them. They were my favorite people. And then on up to the, you know, million, 2 million. I live next door to Rex Tillerson, right? So we've got all kinds. Yeah, that's a whole different, that's a different show right there. But so we've got quite the plethora and variety of people. But a few people were asking me, what political party? What are you running for? And I said, well, it's a nonpartisan position. And it was just interesting how people just, they didn't want to hear about anything else but that.
Nothing. I've come to find out nothing is nonpartisan, but we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. We're going to talk about running for office. Take the chance, grow a spine, and do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Because you play for more than a trophy. The lessons you learn on the football field will help you to lead on the battlefield. And hopefully we won't have too many battles because we're building a military so strong that nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody.
He's arrived, but we haven't seen him yet. Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy.
Husband and new dad, Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace, saying that the boy weighs 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
It's been the most amazing experience. I can never possibly imagine how any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension.
I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot you can do there. And also, if you want to be notified about the show, emails, all kinds of things are being squelched with conservatives, but they haven't figured out how to do the text messaging yet. So if you want to be involved by text, go ahead and text TRS to 55222. That's TRS. To 55222, help us get our message out, but I'm going to get right back to our guest because she has done what I've been telling you guys to do. You know, you sit there and you moan and groan and you talk about what's going on in your city, what's going on in your town, what's going on in your state. What are you doing? And don't tell me you just go vote. That's wonderful. That's really good that you go vote. What are you doing, though? Are you truly finding people or working with people that you know are going to do the right thing? Well, Dr. Bridget Melson has gone ahead and she's run and she's won and she's a councilwoman now, but she's known as Dr. B. She's also a psychologist, a speaker, and an author. And Dr. B, really, thank you for doing what you're doing. This is a big deal.
You know, to God be the glory, honestly, but yes, we're boots on the ground doing the hard work and, you know, I'll tell you, the ride has not been super easy, and I want people that feel fear to push through it. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting to get endorsed my first few weeks in, right? And I bombed because I had no idea what I was talking about, and I could have quit right there. And I went home. My husband's like, absolutely not. You're not a quitter. The community needs you. Texas needs you. California needs you to be strong because I'm still licensed there and I'm trying to work, you know, and advocate for counselors there. And I got back up on the horse and used it, learned, researched, and kicked butt. So don't let fear drive you, people. I mean, that we can't. We need conservatives badly to run.
And more than that, though, I'm glad you brought that up and left because there's a lot of people going, oh, I don't know if I can go through that. But really, seriously, anything that you work at is tough. Anytime you want to take on a position like this, it's tough. But if you really believe it, you believe that God's called you to do this, and you believe this is something you need to do, you know, those moments where you're going, "What am I out of my mind? What am I doing this for?" Those are the moments you got to turn back to God and go, "Okay, you told me to do this. What are we doing here?" Right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And you look at who he used in the Bible, imperfect people, right? And the only way he can use us fully is when he gets us out of our darn comfort zone. That's when he can truly use us. And I look at it as a Christian. I'm here to work. I'm here to serve. You know, I'll enjoy heaven later. That's going to be my glory days. But here, you know, I am content. But I'm here to work and serve, especially in these times. You know, we're in some funky times with families and children and school districts and what's going on in our educational system. So I hope to start here at City Council, move up to State Senate, and make a real difference. Because although Texas is red, we've had some close calls here in some races, and it's not going to stay this way.
No, and as you said, you know, it's going to get worse and worse and worse because we've seen it here. We've seen a liberal board move in, and already there's problems and issues, and you know what's coming down in California. So I want, first of all, you know, thank God for the opportunity for you to be able to sit on that council. And you know what I do? I make them nuts, Bridget. I go in, I have a Christian flag and an American flag side by side. I wear my lapel and I wear it at every board meeting. So, and I've had people come up and go, you can't wear that. You can't have that on. You can't wear that in here. And I go, really? Why don't you call the police? Tell them to take me away because I'm breaking the law. You know? Watch out or I'll start praying out loud, right?
Yes, that's right. I'll bring snakes in here. I'll charm them, man.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
But people, I mean, think about it. You make them nuts. I've never done anything crazy at the board level. I've never gone in there and, you know, said, okay, let's everybody bow their head, let's pray. Never done any of that. I do that in the car before I get in there. I get myself all done up before I get into the board meeting. But they just lose their minds. So,
you know, and that blows my mind. Go ahead.
No, you finish. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just that it's just the funniness, you know, it's the blindness that's going on in this country. But we've got, you know, men dressing up as women in front of five-year-olds, but a Christian flag pin is offensive. I'm very lost as to what.
It isn't that little demon in there. They don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. They'll just keep wearing it.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to go get one.
I don't let them listen. I'm respectful of other people. I'm respectful of other people's belief system. We had somebody that would not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I found out later on that he was a Jehovah's Witness. Now, I didn't say throw him out of the room. I asked one of the people in the room, would you then ask him to be respectful because other people were getting upset too, didn't want to make a scene. Say, just stay outside the hall until it's done. We don't really start the meeting until after the pledge anyhow. And he was appreciative that somebody told him it was offending other people. And he did. He waited out in the hall until we were all done with that, and then he came in. And he comes to the meetings regularly. So it's not like he was offended and mad and throwing darts at me. But he appreciated that someone actually said to him, hey, this is really making some people nuts. Why don't you take it out in the hall just until we're done with this? You know what I'm saying?
And
we're
that's
all
how,
afraid to say
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Yeah,
that's how it's always been. That's how I grew up in even California, in Southern California. You know, it was okay to be, you know, opposed or in opposition of what you're saying and have a differing opinion. You respect it. You move on. You have coffee. You have lunch. You barbecue together. It's and now there's none of that.
No, you can't even be on the same street together. Are you serious? I mean, you got to be crazy. All right,
yeah.
Let's get to your, you know, your truly appointed job, which is, you know, psychologist, because I love, this is the part I love. You have a piece up on your Facebook page about the kid suicide spike after Netflix's 13 Reasons. And I have been bringing stuff to my board, and I have been screaming about this, and I've been saying, we need to do some parental interventions here. And this isn't the days of... you know, back in the 70s, some of the parents were like, no, I don't let my kid watch violent movies because he's going to grow up to beat up people and shoot people and all that. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a program, and this is one of many, but Netflix's 13 Reasons. This movie is strictly about glorifying suicide, right? I mean, seriously.
It did glorify it. Absolutely. That's the perfect word, Joe. It did glorify it. And anyone who says different... is not in the realm of reality. I spoke on this. I do speak on this. I was just in Houston at a church speaking about just social media and movies and how it's affecting our children, and their brains are changing. I'm going to speak tomorrow night again on a panel to parents about how literally, biologically, we're seeing a change in brain, in the brain structure. There's less gray matter, and the prefrontal lobe, which is in the front of your head, and it's responsible for our impulse control and our emotions, is changing and being rewired. You can see it in CAT scans and functional MRIs. The research is finally out there that this is no joke. This agenda that we are putting and allowing our kids to have through schools and education, other educational solutions, institutions, along with social media, is actually changing what our Creator had intended for us biologically. It's just no joke.
So think about this. I can't put the Ten Commandments on the wall at a school because the kids might see something that says, thou shalt not kill, right? Thou shalt not come my way, right? All these things they can't see because it might cause them to think, and yet 13 reasons is nothing to be concerned about.
Right, and kids were streaming this live during lunch, during breaks, at school, in groups, and parents are like, oh, how are they getting it? Well, first of all, you hand them a device that gives them access to the world. So you're basically giving them what is killing them. And not only, I mean, this research just came out right a few weeks ago or a month ago, finally confirming what I've been talking about, that this 13 reasons why you're going to see residual suicides and suicidal ideation. And I've gotten so many calls still about it and about parents being concerned. And I had a 10-year-old in here last week.
Wow.
Same thing, had just seen it, and now she can't stop thinking about it. And once you think about it, you obsess, that part of your brain enlarges, and then you have to get mental health and be on medication until we can calm that part of the brain down. It's just no joke. There's a spike in anxiety and a spike in suicidal ideation, and it's a concern.
Look at us less educated people. I knew with my kids what seeing a horror movie at night would do to them before they went to bed. You know, it took weeks to get that out of their head. So I didn't need a degree to figure that one out. I can't believe that parents aren't connecting with this. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high rate with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You should know it by now. And if you're new to the gig, then head over to therealside.com. All the information on the show, stations we're on, times, all that fun stuff is up there. And, you know, you got to get informed. And you only get informed by getting engaged. And as smart as people deny that are in the, what do they call that thing on Facebook? That feed, Facebook feed. You get plenty of information from them. And they're, like I said, they're very smart people. So we have a new member to the elected family. I'll put it that way. Dr. Bridget Melson's with me. She's known as Dr. B, and she's a teen psychologist, a speaker, an author, and now a city councilwoman. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
I don't know whether to send you congratulations or condolences. Eh? We'll figure that out.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, no, it's overwhelming at first. My budget, just to give you, our budget is $240 million a year, and they bring this stuff to us, and you know, you're expected in 24 to 48 hours, you're expected to make decisions on millions of dollars. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't make an overnight decision on your house when you buy it for a couple of hundred thousand, and they want you to spend millions of bucks with very little time to make decisions. It's always amazing. That part of this is always amazing to me. So, anyhow.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm just going to tell them I need a week. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, can find me a CPA. Well, yeah, I need to crunch some of these numbers.
That's right.
But
I'll be right
and
there.
A government math never works like our math. You know that already, though, right?
Yeah.
You got $10, I can only spend $10. Government says, I got $10, I can spend $900. We're good.
Exactly.
All right, so we were talking about teen suicide on the other side, in this, and it's not new. I mean, there's been shows out like this for a long time. And one of the things that was, when I was talking one night on the show, I said, think about where we've come from, where 13 reasons to commit suicide, basically. And we used to teach our young kids to overcome, right, to persevere, that no matter what was going on around you, no matter what obstacles you hit, here are ways around it. You've got the ability to push. I mean, we would encourage them and help them. Now it almost seems like we cater to the negativity. We cater to the, oh, you can't do that? Oh, I know, you know. And, well, that's, it's just amazing to me. Whatever happened to teaching our kids to be strong, to push through, to hold your head up? Even if you lose after you try, so what? We'll give it another shot here, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really comes down to the breakdown of the family system, the breakdown in communication, and what's going on with, honestly, devices and their cell phones and social media. They're, you know, I always tell parents, if you don't teach the kids' character, the world will be happy to do that. If you don't teach your kids what is good and how to have a moral code and integrity, the world will teach them what that looks like. And it's never good what the world has to offer. You know, we've got all these, when I talk to my parents at schools and churches, I put up the whole text language. It's three slides, PowerPoint slides worth of text language. And, you know, a couple of the most popular are KYS, you know, go kill yourself, or KMS, kill myself. And people say that like it's no big deal. I remember my middle school son, and I have great kids, came home and said, yeah, some kid keep telling this other kid to KYS, KYS. And I'm like, really? Kill yourself? I mean, that's not funny. And he's like, yeah, it's a big joke. I'm like, but no, that gets into their minds and their hearts. And if they're having a bad day, right, that's not going to go well. And that's why the suicide became, you know, the second leading cause of death from 12 to 18-year-olds, from the third leading cause. And that scares me.
But let me ask you a question. Okay, back in the, and again, I can only speak from my experience. Back in the 70s, you know, my mom moved me to a new area, and we came out of the inner city. Now we're out in the suburbs, and, you know, you get verbally abused a lot. I mean, there were a lot of things going on. Here's the Italian boy in an all-white neighborhood, all this other fun stuff. Are we raising, and again, I might not be using the right terminology here, are we raising softer kids? Are we raising kids that can't deal with adversity? Because some of us took some pretty heavy beatings verbally and physically. I don't ever remember, no matter how bad it was, wanting to commit suicide. Never.
Right. Well, again, you had, you know, it truly does take a village. You had the community. Me growing up, similarly, I had my other friends' parents, you know, keeping me accountable when my mom wasn't home. It's like, look, Bridget, you know, you can't do that. Or you can, you know, the grandparents were involved. It was just really a different time. And parents hate this when I say this to them, but we are raising a culture of sociopaths. We truly are. You know, all of this electronic media, again, and texting through, and, you know, communicating through texts and websites instead of face-to-face, we're losing the ability to know how to read facial cues and communicate and talk. And instead, assumptions are made, right? You get an email, and the punctuation's wrong, and you're like, what the heck is their problem? And they're like, oh, no, I put an exclamation point. So sorry. You know? That's really what's going on. Parents are not around, and our faces are in these devices, and we don't know how to talk to each other.
I agree with you. to the point where I actually had a local call me out because they said on the show, I said, it's the parents' fault. And I said, yeah, I said that. Because you don't want to be parents anymore. You want to be your kids' friends. You know, everybody else is watching this 13 Reasons. I don't want to keep my kid from watching it. Or when do we stop doing that? Why does your child have to have an iPhone? If you're going to give me that excuse, you want to make sure that in an emergency they have a way to call someone. Good old-fashioned flip phone works just as well. They don't have to have all the bells and whistles, right? And what do we do as kids?
Absolutely.
I mean, we survived all of this.
We're horrible examples, you know, I'll totally tell you that. You know, and we have strict rules around our house, the 7 to 7 rule, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. There are no devices. They're in our rooms charging. No devices are upstairs. No devices are allowed at meals. And when they're at school, I have a great app on our phone, and I turn everything off except for the ability to call or text me or my husband.
Wow.
And
Good for you.
You have to do that. Easy rules. Well,
we had the same thing. Phones stay downstairs. No televisions in bedrooms. No computers in bedrooms. We had two working computers downstairs. If you had to do schoolwork, that's where you did it from. The computer screens faced out so I could see who they were texting or talking to or whatever. No, we didn't allow all that stuff because it doesn't help. It distracts. It doesn't build character. It doesn't do any of that. So we weren't having it. And you know what? My kids don't want to commit suicide. I mean, I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but what I'm saying is if you don't help your kids be strong, if you don't help them deal with adversity, you're raising kids that are going to have trouble, period.
You are, and you do have to talk to them because they are getting negative messages at school, you know, as well, and the bullies and all that. And, you know, it's funny, you know, hopefully I won't get in trouble saying this, but for instance, some boys were bothering my middle school child. He's very open about his voting for Trump. He wears his MAGA hat, you know, and he's going to get crap. So he did, and these kids were bothering him and spitting on him, and he's like, if you don't knock it off, I'm going to kick you. And so they spit on him again, so he kicked them, and he says, so if I get in trouble, if you get a call from the principal, I go, don't, you're not in trouble with me. That's how you handle it. You handle it. They didn't bug him again. It's done. And I'm glad he told me, and I'm glad we communicated and we were able to talk about it. But that's how it used to be done, right? Handle it at school. Nobody needs to be triggered. Nobody needs a mental health day.
No, deal with but this is what bothers me.
Move on.
Bullying today has been brought down to a level where if you blink at somebody the wrong way, you're bullying them. You know, seriously, everything is like a big deal. You know what he said to me? Yeah, I know what he said. I really don't care. He's an idiot. Let's move on. And when I was a kid growing up, even in high school, they won't even let the boys throw a few punches at each other. I know some people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but you know what? The guys that I used to wrestle with and beat on, and they would beat on me, we ended up being the best of friends.
That's how you worked it out, right?
Yeah,
I'll see you at 3 o'clock on the playground. Great, go.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Call me.
And everybody came around to watch, right? Because it was an event.
Yes.
We'll see if Messina's going to show
up.
And you're right.
But you know,
it was done. Yeah.
It was done. And look at the women, the females. They're the aggressors now. You know, there's such a spike in this Me Too movement has been so disastrous, honestly, the backfired on everybody. So, yeah, we're going to get hate mail, aren't we?
Well, you know what? I've been saying on the show for a long time, the whole Me Too movement was fake out of Hollywood. It was a way for them to kind of cover their butts. When you have women that have been abused for decades and you've got people in positions of authority that allowed it to happen, no, the only thing they're upset about is that they got caught. That's about it.
Exactly.
All right, Bridget, tell people how they can get some more of your wisdom, find your website, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Callie Shrink, and then my website is trinitylifesolutions.com.
All right, well, we'll get all that up there. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? You've got to just do the right thing. It ain't that hard, and you know what the right thing is. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We will catch you tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow.